Hello, beautiful. My name is Chulu. I am the founder of Africana Woman and the host of our anchor show, Africana Woman. And it has been a minute, and I am so, so sorry. I should have said something sooner, right? But to be honest, I have been so overwhelmed. So I wanted to jump on the mic and just give you an update about what's been happening in Africana Woman and let you know we are still here. We're still kicking. We're still thriving. We're still going. All right. So much good news. Oh my goodness. So first of all, the Africana Woman podcast has been nominated for 2 APVA awards, Society and Culture and Health and Wellness. Guys, hey! the excitement. I was just, so over the moon, so overjoyed. So proud. I really do believe that this last season that we had was phenomenal, and it's so wonderful to be acknowledged for the work that you do, right? If you don't know, Africana Woman also coaches people on how to start their own podcasts and also produces podcasts. So one of our podcasts has also been nominated, which is Concrete Pastures. It's been nominated in the category of Best Diasporan Podcast of the Year. Please, guys, can you please go and support? Okay, so I will put the link in the show notes, but basically just type in APVA and then voting and it will come up, yeah? Okay, so that has been some very, very exciting news that has come up. Last year, we were very fortunate to have won the Society and Culture category. So, you know, it's really, really exciting to be in this space. As you also know, I also founded Zambian Podcasters Hub. And guys, I just love it when I see people winning. Hey, okay. Yeah, it's just nominations, but it's called, for me, it's like a win. Oh my goodness. Because APVA is Association of African Podcasters and Voiceover Artists. And this is something that is, you know, focused around Africans. It's the best of the best on the continent. And last year, there were, as Zambians, we had about 5 nominations. There were 2 for Africana Woman, 2 for in the voiceover category with Chilulemba, and then one in the spoken word category that was Miles, the poet. Listen, this year, so 5 nominations last year. This year, we have 16 nominations as Zambians. I'm so sorry. Like, if you're not Zambian, I know I'm a bit biased, but the excitement is real. Like, oh my goodness. We have nominations in the podcasting categories, in the voiceover categories, and in the spoken word categories. Like, so when you're voting for Africana Woman, please go make sure that you also vote for the Zambian podcast. Okay. Okay. Thank you. And then, oh my goodness. So we are now officially in retreat season. So from this second half of the year, we will be hosting retreats. The next one that is coming up is on the 4th to the 6th of August. And this is Reinvention, Write a New Story. So very excited about that. After that, we have the retreat, which is the ultimate Africana Woman experience, which will be in Marrakesh. We're going to Marrakesh. It's so exciting to do that as well. And then and the final one is specifically for entrepreneurs, high-flying entrepreneurs. And this is going to be on the 20th to the 22nd of October. Okay. And it's called Becoming the Founder's Circle. So as we are going into retreat season, it's, you know, it's the perfect time of the year to be reflecting on our own lives. By definition, retreat means that you step away from your busy life, step away from that busy routine, which is just, and you know, when it's like a routine, it's just automatic, you know, almost just working like a machine. But you know, when you get to step away and be able to just say, hey, where am I? I started the year on this note. This is what I had planned to do. How am I doing? How am I really doing? You see, with our Africana Women retreats, what we're really trying to do is to incorporate that wellness aspect, okay? I think it's so easy for us to just push, you know, push the work part of our lives, but then we don't actually consider the wellness part of our lives, our well-being. How is our life doing from a 360 degree angle, you know? And that's what we really want you to do. We just want you to pause, to invest in yourself and say, hey, how am I? How am I really? So that's what the retreats are about. So very, very excited to be hosting those coming up. And then, oh my goodness, we have such a beautiful collaboration. So Phenomenal Women Global, which is an organization that I have had the pleasure to work with. They are founded in Uganda and in Geneva, and they have different centers in the States, in Zimbabwe. And the founder, Lisa Sakaja, is coming to Zambia. So we thought, hey, why don't we do something together, a collaboration? So we are hosting a networking cocktail, a women's networking cocktail on the 2nd of August. And, you know, you guys know me when it comes to networking. It's like one of my pet peeves. Oh my goodness. You get to an event and they say, oh yeah, networking opportunities. There'll be networking opportunities. And then you get there, people just go and they're just chilling with the people that they know. You come out of the event and you've met nobody. You've made no real connections. And it's like, what was the point? Seriously, what was the point? Yeah, we're not doing that, guys. We are not doing that. No. As you know, when you come to an Africana Woman event, you are definitely going to meet somebody new. You're definitely going to make effective connections. You are networking with purpose. Come on now. We have designed a beautiful program for you, and I'm just so excited. We also have opportunities for exhibitors. So if you have a business that you want to showcase, you've got some samples, some products that you want to bring, please do jump on board. So again, this is on the 2nd of August. It's a Wednesday, and I hope to see many of you there. You can get your tickets right now. And I'm just very excited about that collaboration. We also have a new podcast that will be launching on the 1st of August. Guys, hey, let me tell you, when I was saying that, I'm like overwhelmed. Do you understand? There's so much going on. So yeah, the next, the podcast that we are launching is called Educated Africana, hosted by Tebogo Kangote III. And we are talking about education on the African continent. Listen, we're bringing in all types of voices, the voices that are not always heard, that are not always considered when it comes to education. It is such a good podcast. Like, okay, yes, I'm biased, but it is actually that good. It genuinely is that good. So I hope that you're going to support this podcast and just show it so much love. I am just so excited for adding this particular podcast to the Africana Women Network. Education is something that I am so passionate about. I have worked in the education space. I have launched programs that are specifically for students. And we need to talk about education, guys. It is so imperative. So Educated Africana, the podcast, is launching on the 1st of August, and I just want you to look out for that. Hi. So basically, can you imagine all of this happening? And when I started Africana Woman, I was a one-woman show, honey. One-woman show. It was. And basically, I have reached a point where I just said, you know what? This is bigger than me. This is way bigger than me, and I cannot do it by myself. So I had to reach out and ask for help. So I think after the podcast tour, I was physically tired and, you know, just emotionally drained from that whole process. But at the same time, I realized that, you know, I just can't do this by myself. So I took some time to really recruit people who could help with Africana Woman. And let me tell you, what a godsend. What an absolute godsend. So the first people, I mean, the team has grown, and I think a lot of people are used to, oh, Chulu's been doing this. So, you know, people want to come to me to get questions answered and, you know, get things done. But I would love for you to go and just check out our social media and meet the new members on the team and see what they are doing, how they can help you. So we have two editors for the blog. Ah, listen, amazing women, Walia and Natasha. They are, you know, taking these stories that are written by the African women and, you know, just cultivating them in such a loving way. So, you know, if you are interested in being a contributor to the Africana Woman blog, you are definitely going to work with Walia and with Natasha. So very excited to have them. We have Nkole, who is our community manager, and you will see her very active in the Africana Woman book club. And she's also, you know, managing the visionaries. And then we have Lusungu, who is our amazing volunteer, and she helps out a lot with events. So very excited to have her on board. We also have one of our partners that is Moxie Travel and Events, and that is Chico, and she helps out with the retreats and, you know, specifically events that we're having. She's so good and so specialized. Then, of course, we have our board member that is Wanjiru, and she really just keeps us in check. Like, why are you making that decision? Like, you need to justify, like, oh, that accountability. Yes, yes, sis, yes. So important. I have a personal assistant, that's Belinda. So, you know, you might be hearing from her and not directly from me. It has been such a godsend, I can tell you that. In the Africana Woman community, we have a tradition where we celebrate our wins every week, right? So we get to the end of the week and we say, hey, what is your win? What are you celebrating? And, you know, when I did my reflection for this week, I just said, wow, my win this week has been letting go and just accepting that Africana Woman is much bigger than me, right? Because I have been, you know, doing everything, posting everything, making everything, attending all of the events, all of that. But this week, oh, wow. Just like, I just realized how much, you know, I have to let go. And part of that letting go is also letting go of control, right? Because, you know, you're so used to, oh, I do it this way. Like, my way is right. But when you're able to, you know, give it to somebody else and say, hey, I trust you, run with it and do the best that you can, and just let go of that control, it's a wonderful, wonderful learning experience. So, you know, this week, you know, the blog editors, they were pretty much independent. There was an event in Kitwe. The Africana Women book clubbers in Kitwe had a party this weekend. So there was another networking opportunity in Lusaka. So they had their own little meetup. There was a photo shoot. And guys, if you only knew, like, me and photo shoots, like, I have to be there. But I wasn't. So there was a photo shoot without me. It's just been one of those weeks where I'm just like, okay, I've grown this week. So very, very happy about that, to know that, you know, I have an amazing team that's working on Africana Woman and really pursuing what I had really envisioned and dreamed for what this community could be. So I'm just happy. I'm very glad. And yeah, so that's pretty much an update, guys. In between, I've also been doing some speaking engagements. So, you know, talking on wellness in the workspace. And it has just been such a beautiful, beautiful honor. So my plan is that I am going to come on every day until we launch our first podcast. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about what is happening in the background, the things that I'm learning. And to be honest, I would love for you to also ask me questions. If there is something that you want to know about, you know, you've got a question, hit me up on social media at Africana Woman on Instagram, on Twitter. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Chulo Chansa, and just ask me a question. And hopefully, maybe you might find that I answer your question on here. So I am going to be coming every single day until we launch our second podcast, Educate at Africana, and yeah, just be having a conversation. Hopefully it won't take as long as this one has taken, probably about 5 minutes. So let's just do a quick recap, right? Number one, we have been nominated for 2 ABVA awards, Society and Culture and Health and Wellness. Please go and vote. And then a bonus, also vote for Concrete Pastures, because that is a show that I produce. So yeah, please support, show some love, tell your friends, tell the neighbors, tell everybody, okay? Tell everybody. We have a networking event that's coming up in Lusaka, so please do come. It's a networking cocktail, and if you want to showcase your business, you can as well as an exhibitor. So check out the details on our social media platforms. We have a new podcast that's coming out, Educated Africana. It is coming out on the 1st of August, so please look out for that. And then we also have 3 retreats: Reinvention, Write a New Story in August. In September, we are going to Marrakesh for the Ultimate Africana Woman Experience. And in October, we are speaking to entrepreneurs about their businesses, both from a financial and business strategy and also from a wellness perspective. So that is happening, and that's called the Becoming Founders Circle. So very excited about that. And yeah, it's just been such an honor. It's been such a pleasure to have the team grow, and I believe that we are going in great places. So please tell people about Africana Woman. And if you have any question for me, let me know. Alrighty. Bye.